Manhood Talks, day number 4. Gabriel back with you again, and this time, it's time to man up. Have you ever had a friend challenge you with that one? Bro, just man up and do it. What does he mean by that? In my experience and the way I grew up, if someone challenges your manhood, they either want you to do something stupid or act like a fool. So they challenge your manhood to try and talk you into it. But maybe, just maybe, you have better friends than I did. And speaking of man, what is the dividing line that marks the transition from boy to man? Well, we left off in Genesis chapter 2. Soon after God created the first man, the very first thing that God gave Adam, it was a job. Gift number 1 was to work. Let's start it again there in verse 15. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work at it and take care of it. And the Lord commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die." So God gives Adam food, lots of great food. But look carefully. God also gives Adam his first law to follow. Do not eat from that tree. This is crucial. But what's up with that rule? If the tree is that bad, why put it in the garden then? Why didn't God just make everything safe? Well, let's think it through. The real gift here is not just food. It's much greater than that. Watch the words. The command begins with, "You are free to eat any tree in the garden." The Lord gave Adam freedom. An incredible but dangerous gift. Every parent knows the struggle. You want to give your kids freedom, but you don't want them in danger. But to an extent, the two always go together. Because if it really is true freedom, it must include a freedom of choice. But why couldn't God just make all the choices good? And if it really was freedom, then why couldn't Adam eat from that one tree? Well, that's just it. He could eat from that tree. God told Adam not to, but he still allowed Adam the ability, the opportunity to choose his own way. Because freedom must come with responsibility, and responsibility comes with consequences. God gave Adam the freedom to eat from any tree, the law, not to eat from the one tree, the ability and responsibility to decide for himself. Ultimately, though, he gave Adam a free will. At the very core of what it means to be a man, the human is free will. Now, both man and woman were given a free will. It is interesting to note that the rule was given directly to the man, and I believe it is implied here that man had the responsibility to pass a rule along, a role of leadership. And that brings me back to my question earlier. What marks the difference between boy and man? When does maturity happen? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:11, "When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." So is that at age 16, 18, 21? Jewish boys get bar mitzvah at age 13. And if you ask me, extending adolescence is dangerous. I say man up early, but is it just an age or a rite of passage? I believe that it is first and foremost a matter of character. And the characteristic that separates man from boy is responsibility. To be your own man is to take responsibility for actions, for consequences, and for all the choices and repercussions of your free will. And that, my friends, requires courage. See, when a friend says man up, they're challenging your courage. But what about God? When God calls upon you with the words of Joshua 1:9, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." What does that courage mean? Is courage doing something dangerous to impress your friends? Or is true courage doing what's right, no matter what people think? And when you do mess up, does the courageous man make excuses, or does he man up and take responsibility for himself and for others? I guess it depends on who you're trying to impress, other men or the maker of men. I want you to read Genesis chapter 2, and for your journal assignment today, write down your answer to two questions. Question number one, what does free will mean to your identity as a man? Question number two, what do you think God means when he says, be courageous? Wait, what did you just say? You don't have a journal yet. Did your mama forget to pick one up for you? Boy, you better man up.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.